with a very quick snapshot. There's a full presentation made by Bill Devoney at the hospital committee yesterday about the hospital activity for through January. This is a 7-month activity comparison to last year's 7-month activity. The operating income last year, for the period ended January 31st, 2010, there was an operating income of about $12.1 million. And when we added back, I'm just trying to add back depreciation to show that we last year generated about $25 million of cash was being generated from the operation. This year, the operating income is about $5.6 million right now, and adding back the depreciation, about a $17 million push to cash coming from the operation. The difference between the 2 years is last year, particularly, they benefited from some one-time items, some audit items at the hospital that basically increased their revenues on a one-time basis, and that's really the difference in the operations. I think those at the hospital committee got a full picture at the operations for this year, where I think, you know, we're having some modest fall off in our inpatient, but it's being offset by our outpatient activities in a broad spectrum. So these would be this set of financial indicators, and if there are any questions, I will move on to.
So Walt, if I can, Mr. Chair, ask a question. So the MAP funding that isn't being funded, we're picking up ourselves.
Yes, I mean the. The students know, but we're just absorbing it, frankly, in our operation.
I think that's a point worth making.
Yeah, and I think, in the bottom line, we have 2 months to go, and with the legislative process, and I how this is going to roll out, both for the financial aid as well as the appropriation, as well as benefits, as well as pensions. I mean, it's all out there and over the next couple of months.
On a technical basis, are the students responsible for the unpaid math fee portion or not?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think we would hold them.
Asking that.
I think I would just, on a technical basis, I would just add it to our receivable from the state, because it's a state fund just coming through ISAC. Two, three, four. Okay. Move on to tuition. I wanted to again, particularly for new trustees, talk about the guaranteed tuition. That's basically only the state of Illinois is the only state that legislatively has this this guaranteed tuition program. The idea, I think, behind it, and it's been in effect since 2004, is to basically provide predictability as far as the costs of going to college in Illinois for 4 years, so that that once we come to a tuition decision, that's the number that is paid for 4 years by an incoming cohort to the university. It is an incentive, to graduate in 4 years. The bottom of the slide is, if you do go to a fifth or sixth year, you slide to the next cohort's tuition level for purposes of completing your degree at the University of Illinois. So it is geared to 4 years. Again, it's only for undergraduates, not for graduate programs or other related programs. It's just for undergraduate programs. And again, we set the rate for 4 years for each incoming cohort. And what we'll be doing today is looking at the freshman class, if you will, primarily for this fall, what would be the tuition. The tuition does not include room and board. We've already, at the January meeting, you approved room and board, but it's not, the room and board portion is through this legislation, not guaranteed. So, again, revisiting the resolution that we had in January, again, I think our goals for the resolution, again, with an accent on maintaining academic quality and affordability, but really, I'm going to probably come back to this quality issue a number of times during this presentation. Again, we want to continue to have a commitment to our financial aid. We have a supplemental financial aid, which I will be showing you. This has been in effect for at least the last decade at the University of Illinois. when it was determined MAP funding was not enough. And so as part of the tuition setting process, we come up with a gross number, and then a portion of that is basically added to the supplemental aid pool for students at the university. Again, setting the tuition flat to inflation, again, trying to gear the calculation to an inflation into a price index, an appropriate price index, but also, as the resolution said, with due consideration to the status of our state appropriation and our funding levels and our support from the state, as well as basically taking into consideration our efforts to reduce costs at the university. Take a quick look at the years have gone by since when I went to school, 1970, when it was for every $13 of state support for every dollar of tuition, back in 1970. By 2005, that had dropped to a dollar and a half in state support for every dollar of tuition. And now, in 2010, we were right at parity, one to one, as far as tuition dollar to state support. And we had the crossover, as you know, in 2011, where 80 cents for every dollar of tuition that we see now. As far as where this support from the state has gone, looking at this what we did is basically took the base, the appropriation back in 2001, and we said, well, let's just inflate that base. I guess we took in 2002, inflated that base using this consumer price index. You come out to a number that if they just follow the consumer price index, the amount of appropriation in this year or last year would have been over $1 billion in support of the university. And the difference, though, is that the red line is where the appropriation in actuality has gone over this last decade. And if you just take that appropriation where it ends up, there's about a $320 million difference between where it could have been if it had been inflated according to CPI and inflation versus where the appropriation actually went. Again, looking at a previous slide on a student basis, adjusted for CPI, go back to 2001. The state support for a student in 2001, over $14,000 for a student. In 2011, now the support's at $9,000 in state support for a student at the University of Illinois. This is a 37% decline in support as a result of this analysis. If you look at, there's always talk about the desire to come to the University of Illinois. And the market. I think one of the indicators is what's been the desire to come to the university via applications. I think last year for 10,000 spots across the three campuses, entry spots for freshmen across the campuses, we had pretty close to 44,000 applications to come to the university. So better than a 4-to-1 applications to spots for purposes of coming to the university. We talked about the fact that we have increased our enrollments at the university 10,000 over the last 10 years. This is essentially the pop each year, going from that close to that 77,000 mark. That this increase of 10,000 students over in the years that they were added additional enrollments. I like to concentrate again when we talk about tuition. Who pays tuition? Who pays the full sticker price? I think it's very important. Latest available information was from the fall of last year, but it should be comparable going forward. I think that when you look at the three campuses in Urbana, 54% were paying the full price to go to the University of Illinois at Urbana. And 14% were not paying anything at all to basically their grants and aid covered the full full amount to go to the university. In Chicago, 40% paid the full price, but 42% are not paying anything. They're paying zero to go to the in Chicago to at the Chicago campus. And at Springfield, it's full 30% are paying full price, but 29% are not paying anything. And again, this is basically applies all the grants and aid and all that. It's not loans, but it's grants and for going to the university. When we put together the recommendation We certainly considered in coming up to a 6.9% recommendation, certainly considered as a starting point what